dripped into his socks. He wiped his forehead and a chill ripped through him. A wave of nausea stopped Edwards short and he doubled over in pain. Invisible hands were twisting his guts like they were wringing a wet towel. It was just like the time he'd had a bad oyster on vacation with his folks, his stomach cramping so hard he saw stars. But he'd barely touched the powdered eggs for breakfast, and last night he only had coffee and cigarettes, unable to eat after watching Rex's wet work. Another sharp abdominal pain dropped Edwards to his knees. The M16 fell from his hands and he grabbed his throat. It was closing up. He gasped, but just barely. Something was moving near him, crunching over branches. He reached for his gun, but he fell onto the muddy leaves. He didn't even try to get up, just curled into himself. His rifle lay a few feet away. Sweat rolled into his eyes, and he realized he couldn't blink. Something awful was coursing through his veins. A spider or bug must have crawled into his clothes. He hadn't felt anything bite him, but that had to be what happened. In training, they'd been given a little book of dangerous insects, but he'd lost his the first week. Edwards tried to sit up, but he couldn't move. It was like he'd been filled with cement. If the enemy found him like this, he wouldn't even be able to turn over. He'd just have to stare into his executioner's eyes. He prayed it wasn't anyone that had escaped from the village. He knew what they'd do to him. Now everything was black. His eyelids had finally shut. He listened to the crunching steps coming closer. Closer. He struggled to look, but only a sliver of light came through before another round of darkness. He could hardly breathe. He prayed the birds were drowning out his sickly wheezing. He listened for the steps, wondered if he'd hear a growl or voice before the inevitable, but the crunching steps were growing faint. Whatever or whomever was angling off, Edwards figured he must still be hidden. His paralysis might actually be a blessing. If he could have moved, he'd have been spotted. Tiny pinpricks jittered up and down his fingertips, then hands and wrist. It wasn't much, but his thumb was starting to bend. Maybe lying down was slowing the poison. The pinpricks were becoming more painful, but at least a sense of feeling was coming back. If the poison passed, Edwards could get to his pack. There was a vial of epinephrine. Why the hell had he taken off his gear? Again, he tried opening his eyes. It was like lifting a rusted roll-up door on a cargo truck, but he could make out glossy leaves. His vision was still blurred and he couldn't turn his head, but he was sure he was lying next to a slow-moving black stream. He didn't remember a stream before he'd fallen, but here it was, washing over him. He could feel it moving up his hands. It made no sense, but it had to be freezing because the pinpricks spread over his arms and neck. Edwards tried to tilt his head to get a little of the water into his mouth. It was so close. A few pinpricks hit his chin. He wanted to scream. Then another loud crunch came from nearby. Another rustling. Edwards hoped it was a small, cute animal that he'd open his eyes and see a cartoon fawn lapping at the stream. But he remained realistic. His luck, it'd be an anaconda. Then he heard a voice he knew. He'd heard it every day for the last 6 months. "Goddamn, Eddie, you come all the way out here to take a nap?" Rix's words were mumbled. It sounded like he was wearing a gas mask. "If you wanted to sleep in, all you had to do was ask. You could have invited your friends here, had a sleepover." Edwards didn't know what the lunatic was talking about, but he was actually relieved to hear the staff sergeant's voice, especially so friendly. Maybe Rex didn't want to be alone in the jungle. Rex could open his pack, inject the epinephrine. Even if it didn't work, he might be able to carry Edwards to the village. "You feeling okay there, Eddie? You're not looking so hot." Edwards tried to speak, but all he could squeeze out were wheezing puffs of air. "I can't hear you, bud. You gotta speak."